Truly, I am the creator of all. A happy heart is a condition I create. An unhappy heart is a condition I let happen. And while I let it happen, I am creating it. A happy heart is a condition I create. An unhappy heart is a condition I let happen. How do I create a happy heart? How do I create a heart that's filled with joy and peace and love and joy and peace and love and joy and peace and love? How do I create such a heart? By having happy thoughts in my mind, in my soul, in my being. By being a happy, happy person. Now, to be a happy person means that I look at life and I call it good. I look at people and I call them good. I look at circumstances and I call it good. And it is a wonderful thing to do. So, how does that happen? How does that happen? My computer just said, hey, you just uploaded something and it's all finished now. Isn't that nice? And I said, golly, yes, that's wonderful. It's a new program with the uploading iCloud, and I'll have to see what that's all about. I'm always so happy. I'm always doing wonderful things. I'm always doing things that are just enjoyable. When I feel discontent at anything, I don't let that discontent rule me. I just immediately apply myself to something else. Now, I can apply myself to that discontent and be unhappy with it. I can apply myself to finding out why that discontent is there, or why anything is an unhappy heart happening in my world. And as I do that, then I say to myself, well, so what am I going to do about it? What am I going to do about that unhappy thing that comes into my life? Well, I'm going to take off the UN from it, the unhappy, and I'm going to make it a happy heart. I'm going to make it a happy heart. That's what I'm going to do. When I see my kitten jumping on my keyboard here as I'm writing on the computer, writing at the computer, I think, hey, kitten, back off. You're pressing keys that I don't want to press. And you're getting in front of the microphone here when I'm recording, and it keeps me. And so I pick up the cat, and I throw her over on the couch, and she lands there joyfully right next to Rex. And Rex looks at her and says, uh-oh, he's trying to tell you something. Now pay attention, cat. And the cat walks right back over here, climbs back on the table, and wants to be a happy cat with me, wants me to love her, and wants me to pet her, wants me to say nice things to her. But she's making me unhappy because I cannot get on with what I'm working here with. She gets in my way as I'm recording. She gets in the way as I'm typing on my keyboard. She gets in the way as I'm doing these things. So I pick her up and throw her over on the couch again. And she lands gently and wonderfully, as she always does. And she doesn't think a thing. She looks at Rex and says, well, this is kind of fun. He's throwing me around. He's playing with me. He likes me. And I think, well, let's see now. She's getting the wrong image. She's getting the wrong information from my throwing her onto the couch. She thinks I'm playing with her. So what I do, I change my attitude. I change my attitude and I say to myself, you are on top of the monitor, you're sitting up there, your tail is wrapped around you, your feet are holding you up perfectly, my monitor is available for me to see clearly, you're not disturbing anything, you're in my presence, you're on a warm monitor, and you're a happy cat, you're a happy, happy, happy cat, and you're doing things that are not disturbing me at all. Now, I don't say not disturbing me, you're doing things that make you happy and make me happy, yes. So, now the cat is sitting there on top of the monitor, big eyes looking around at all the things that are out to see. She's got her tail wrapped up around her. She's got her feet up under her. She's in perfect condition. She is a happy cat. Now, a happy heart is a condition I create. An unhappy heart is a condition I let happen. And no way, no way am I going to let an unhappy condition, an unhappy heart, exist in my world. Because I see that a happy heart means I feel good. And I see that an unhappy heart means I am a little bit tested by these things, and I don't need that. And so I'm aware, and I don't take it as an affront. I don't take it as some great challenge that why does that cat always do that? Why does this? I know why, because I think they do it. I think, isn't that cute the first time? It should never be cute. It's never cute to do anything that is not harmonious. It's never cute to do an unhappy thing. Never. Never cute. The moment I have that word cute, that word of isn't that charming, isn't that lovely, in my heart, in my mind, in my soul, that stimulates that unhappy condition to happen again and again and again. And pretty soon it's not happy at all. It's a very unhappy condition. And it's up to me to put a new cause in motion, to put a new attitude in motion. And I do that by having a happy heart, and a happy heart that I create, not an unhappy heart as a condition that I let happen. Because I don't choose that in my world. I don't choose that in my life. I only choose in my life to have happy circumstances that I stimulate, that I guide, I direct, I create, and that's what I have. Now, does my cat think I'm a mean old person for throwing her off my desk onto the couch? Not at all. She thinks what fun these games are. But then when I change that from throwing her onto the couch with a little feeling of, get out of my way, now I say, cat, get in my way the way I want you in my way. You may sit on top of my monitor if you wish. You may sit behind the monitor in the special bed there. You may do anything you like that does not, and I don't say does not disturb me, you do anything you like that is harmonious with what I choose for myself right now. And when you, Jeannie, my wonderful cat, do all these things that are harmonious with me, you make for my happy heart. You make for my happy circumstances. You make for my happy being, because I am one in and as you. And it is wonderful. Can I do that under all circumstances? Oh, yes. Can I do that? And do I do that under all circumstances? Well, I can, and I should, but I don't really should. I don't because I don't think of it or I don't believe it. But as I practice it and practice it and practice it, I see it works. And so it's just a matter of saying, hey, kitty, go and play, have fun. And then the cat's gone. And if I say, hey, kitty, where are you? I want to pet you. And the cat from nowhere jumps onto my lap and wants to be petted. Whatever I want, I'm the creator of my universe, and I create either a happy or unhappy universe by my choice. And so this day, in every single way, I'm creating a happy universe. I am creating a happy circumstance in which I live. I am creating all that is good and beautiful, and it is wonderful. And the reason it's wonderful is because I have created it out of my heart, out of my soul, out of my being. And as I create it, so it is so for me. That's who I am. That's where I am. That's what I am. That's why I am. And it is so good. It is so beautiful. It is so harmonious with who I am, what I am, where I am, why I am. And I let it happen as I create a happy circumstance in which it is to happen. I'm in charge. A happy heart is a condition I create. An unhappy heart is a condition I let happen. So this day, I create a happy heart in all the circumstances of my life, and it is good and very, very good. And with that, my cat jumps down from the top of the monitor, walks over to me, looks me in the face and says, "Are you ready to pet me now? Are you ready to give me some attention now?" And I say, "Yes, indeed." And to my kitty cat, I say, "Have a wonderful day." And to you, my beloveds, I say, "Have a happy heart and have a wonderful day with your happy heart. I love you. I love you. I love you."